So how do you tell the story? I think there's three things in any presentation. The first is you tell your story, the second you tell the company story, and the third, how to make money. If you do those three things in every presentation, whether you have 5 minutes or an hour, you want to cover those three things. So the first thing is your story. You want to tell a little bit about you, your background, and just be yourself. You want to have some energy, but you don't have to be crazy. Just be yourself. I mean, yes, you want to project in the best way, but be yourself. Don't be someone that you're not. Be the best you can be because you're the best at it. There's only one you, and you can be the best the way you are. So you want to tell a little bit about yourself, a little about your name, your background. And when you're telling about your background and telling about yourself and sharing your experiences, and someone says, so what, when you're talking about yourself? For example, I remember I was home one night, it was late at night, and I was on my computer doing this and that, and I was talking to my brother-in-law on the phone, and then my friend called me, so what? You don't have to get into that. If you can say so what to any part of your story, then cut it out. Your story is your story, so just keep telling your story, and you might have to just practice it a few times. Write it down, look at it, and practice it, but just be straight to the point, give your background, who you are, what you've done before network marketing, before getting involved in LifeVantage, and then tell why you're involved in it. Briefly, that gap between where you are today and where you want to go, and why LifeVantage, and keep that short.
And the reason that you want to share your story is because, again, the individuals who's listening to this, they're saying, am I interested and can I do this? And you want to humanize yourself. You don't want to be an expert that's untouchable. This business is not about being untouchable. No, it's not about being bigger and larger than life. Ego. Absolutely. If when you tell your story, people don't draw near to you, then you're telling it in the wrong way.
Because guess what? Remember, this is a people business. Are we a sales business? No. We're people business.
So when you tell your story, it's to connect with people. That is the primary purpose of telling your story. It's to humanize yourself and to draw connections with that individual. You know, if I say, my name is Seth Mulder, I'm from Woodland Hills, Utah, and I spent about 10 years in corporate America working for a very big company. I might connect with a lot of people in the audience or that one person sitting across from me because they've worked for a company for a lot of years. But that's much different if I say, my name's Seth Mulder. I work for a very large company and a really important job where I got to fly all around the world and spend lots of money. And you know,
so what?
Exactly. Exactly. Making connections is the most important part of telling the story. And if you're in a small group meeting, sometimes this is a dialogue even where, you know, you might ask the other person, so what's your background? Now, if you're in a larger group, you don't have the time and it's probably not really appropriate. But again, when you tell your story, it's so that other people see that, hey, you're a person just like me. Now, maybe you have some different background than I do, but we can maybe find some common ground to build on. That's key in telling your story. Why don't I tell my story and then maybe you can give me some feedback? We'll pretend like I'm just learning the business, and so this is a mock presentation, and I'm going to introduce myself, okay? My name is Seth Mulder. I live here in Woodland Hills, Utah. It's about an hour south of Salt Lake City. My background was actually in corporate America, worked for a large company for about 10 years, and really found myself wanting more than I could get there. Maybe you've had that experience as well. I didn't have the freedom I wanted, the personal freedom, the time freedom, the financial freedom. So in the end, I was really attracted to network marketing, and specifically, I was attracted to LifeVantage because I saw a way to get those freedoms, time freedom, personal freedom, financial freedom, because of the timing of the company, because of a product, a business that I literally could see in every home. This is something that everybody could take from a product standpoint, and then the business model just made sense the more that I looked at it.
So after you tell your story, what you want to do is to tell the company story. And what you want to do is to pull out that front page of that tariff sheet, and you want to follow that tariff sheet. That's your script. That's the bullet points that you want to talk about. And if you open up the blueprint to the Tell the Story tab, and you can look at all the different bullet points there. Show the primetime video. Discuss the antioxidant myth. Timing. Protandim. Talk about the patents. The studies. Talk about the reduction of oxidative stress. And product testimonials. You want to always have product testimonials. Why? Because information tells and stories sell. And so what you really want to do is just tell people, have a bunch of different testimonials, short to-the-point testimonials. My name is, I've been on Protandim for X amount of time, and it's done X, Y, Z for me. And that's it. And you want to have five or six, boom, 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 of these testimonials, one after the other. That's going to be key, because people want to know what this does for them. And again, we're not in a sales business per se. We're a people business, and people want to know how this works for me.
So, Mark, let's talk about these product testimonials that come toward the end of telling the company story. Let's say there's you and me and somebody else. How do we share six testimonials, and we don't have six people to bring into that? Do we just skip the testimonials, or what do you suggest?
You know, I would give your own testimony. If you're there talking, give your own testimony. There's at least two of you. There's the A and the B, so you can both give a testimony. Or if you don't have one, borrow one. You know, what if you're a brand new person and you think, I don't have a testimony? Then borrow a testimony from people that you know that have used Protandim, and you can tell their stories. For example, I have a friend in Hawaii. Her name is Shelley, and she had high, really, really, really high blood sugar. In fact, it was like 440. And she says she was normally high at about 290. Well, she said she got introduced to Protandim. She started using Protandim for 12 days. Had to take a blood sugar test again, and guess what? It dropped to about 187 or so. So just borrow testimonies from other people.
Excellent. The third story that you tell during any presentation is how to make money. You flip over the tear-off sheet, and you very simply follow what is on the tear-off sheet. Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. Here's how you get started. Use the simulations that they have there. Keep it simple. And it's just that easy.
So I remember a story of a distributor that just got started, and he got to the how to make money section. He turned the tariff sheet over and just read the descriptions of how to make money. And guess what? Everyone in the room enrolled. And in fact, when he was talking about one of the bonuses, the percentages were totally wrong. And people even thought that they had to choose one of the ways to make money. But guess what? They all enrolled. So it doesn't matter what you say, but it's how you see it. And really the most important thing anyway, because most people don't remember what they hear, but most important is they remember how they feel when they leave the presentation. And it's how they feel that is most important.
So after you take them through the tear-off sheet, five ways to make money, then you simply share some business testimonials. And again, a testimonial is a personal experience, either that you've had or that somebody you know, or a third party, somebody else who knows somebody else. It's a real experience. A testimonial isn't really an endorsement. It's not saying, I like this business and you should too. A testimonial is, this is what's happened to me. I got involved with LifeVantage 2 weeks ago. I followed the blueprint. I shared this with some friends, and I've got a team of three people now. Or I paid my house payment with my first check. Or I personally enrolled 5 people in the first 3 weeks, and that's turned into a team of over 100 people, or whatever it is. But it's just the reality. The most important thing is not how big or how small it is, but how real it is.
And be yourself. Don't lie. Just tell your story. Your story is the most important story.
Our industry really is rampant with exaggeration of incomes and of lifestyles, and you know, we're a true company. Let's keep it true. Let's be real. If your story is, I got involved and I enrolled my first business partner in the first week, and now I have a team of 3 people or a team of 5 people, that's great. Your business is growing. It grew by 300% in the last 3 weeks. That's a real story. Share it. People want reality.